Jeff Harding here with PS Tech, and we're here with another interview, Everyday Stories with Everyday People. And we're here to give you some stories, experiences, and whatnot from people that are using PS Tech, having some great experiences. Not only is it wonderful to hear these things, but some of the tips that come through and suggestions, I think, are really wonderful. The idea is to use PS Tech and find out how it works best for you, but you may just find a little gem here, and I think you will today. Today I have a special guest again, a gentleman from Louisiana. This is Will. He's been kind enough to give of his time and talk about his experiences, and I think you'll enjoy this because he's not a guy with decades of therapy experience or anything like that. He really started here from scratch. He's been looking around for some answers, and he found some here with Tim's technology. So I wanted to talk to him about some of his uses, and I think, again, I think you'll really enjoy this. Hey, Will, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. It's good to have you on, and I appreciate you coming on with us and giving us your time and, you know, laying yourself out there a little bit.
No problem.
Well, first of all, tell us, how did you find PS Tech? What was it about that first attracted you? What was it that really grabbed you on here or motivated you to find it?
Well, I was looking for something on EFT, actually. I'd done Psy-K, and that worked, but not to the depth I wanted it to work. And I was looking for something that dealt with the emotions. I Googled EFT, and then I saw that the lab that said works faster than EFT. I clicked on that, and then I started investigating his the PSTech.org website, and I went through the testimonials. I couldn't believe what I saw. What really gave it a lot of credibility for me was that he was a hypnotherapist, and the other thing was that just the testimonials of people that were talking about how great this was. I downloaded the first two free, and then I bought the audio level audio one.
Okay, so you started out, well, you're looking at the website, and it has some testimonials and stuff like that. And at that time, we didn't have audio ones. They were just the written ones, correct?
No, these were audio.
Oh, they were audio. You had some audio ones? Oh, okay. Okay, good. So despite that, because we all hear stories of people and whatnot, but the question here is, what really, did it help that it was free?
Yeah, yes, it did, but it did help. I think it helps. But after doing the first two, I looked more and more into it, and I did some research as much as I could on other things that were said about it, and I found some other little testimonials, people that had this girl had a major problem with something. I forget what it was, but it said she got rid of it. And I went, at that time, was very, you know, I had this very fear base at about a level 6 or 7. I didn't even do it the right way the first time, and it still seemed to reduce it. And then I incorporated tapes 1, 2, 3, and 4 together, and that just seemed to really eliminate it.
Okay, so let me back up a little bit. What was your main motivation? What was the issue? You mentioned you had kind of searched around. I don't want to really mention other modalities too much here, but you had searched around, tried some other things, and looked, and et cetera, and got a little relief here and there from some things, but things were still nagging at you. Things were still, they weren't resolved, right?
Correct.
What was the main issue? What were we looking at as the big problem?
I had this dread, this fear of doom or something bad was going to happen to me, this anxiety, and I could just feel it in the pit of my stomach. And I was looking at some of the other modalities, and I came across this one, but it was this piercing fear, I guess, or anxiety or dread, whatever you may want to call it. And I just, you know, it was this emotion that I just, and then I saw that, and I saw his website and the things that were on it, and I decided to give it a go.
So, but you didn't really know where it was coming from, per se. The dread, the anxiety, the doom, et cetera. It was just there.
No.
Okay.
Right. Correct. Okay. I did not know.
And so, again, not being able to find really full relief or whatnot from anything.
This is true.
And just searching for an answer. Okay, good. Now, and now you mentioned, okay, you tried the free one, and it was, okay, I'm getting some results. Things are feeling, and how did you know that you were getting a result that said, hey, I want to go further with this?
Because I really didn't feel much at all.
Okay.
I didn't expect what I expected from the tapes. I mean, it's very simple to use, but it's not easy. I mean, there's an intensity to it. it seemed to lessen some things immediately. I did some more research on his website and looked into it more and more, and I said, well, you know, he had that level audio one therapist, and I bought it. I didn't think he'd for the price, and how can you pass that up?
Right.
But I did use it. I mean, I did use it a few times before I bought it. You go to a session of therapy for $100-$150.
So
I thought it was a great, outstanding deal.
Let me back up here. You said, okay, I'm doing this, and it's simple, but it's not easy at all. There's an intensity to it.
Yes, there is.
Was that intensity, you know, again, being simple, not easy, was that off-putting at all? Was that hard to get through, or whether it was or not, how did you?
Sometimes I got through it. It's a tremendous relief. I think that's, you know, I think it's like just, I guess, pulling a splinter out or something. It's like, it's this great release. I mean, it's simple, but it's not easy. There's an intensity behind it. There are days where I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Where I just said, well, I've got to back off for 2 or 3 days and then jump into it.
Ah, okay, good.
And then I would back off and do it. And sometimes I would do it 4 or 5 days in a row. I'm not sure if that's the best way, but I did it that way. And then sometimes I could feel my stomach churning. I could feel all kind of stuff going on. I mean, there were times that, you know, I'd have emotional releases during the day. I'd have to go to the bathroom and just let it out.
Okay.
Or go somewhere away from work. And it's just part of the process. And that actually helped solidify that this was truly legitimate.
Right. Okay. So you had a lot of not just mental shifts and changes, but physical ones as well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's actually I felt the pressure behind my eyes that is all but gone now.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. And I think you said it right, because you said, well, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I sense that you were, in terms of, okay, there's a day here I just don't feel I can do this. I'm going to back off for a few or whatever. I think that's smart, because doing too much at once can be, well, it can be kind of overwhelming, and then maybe, I guess the word would be a little discouraging, okay? But I think the way that you did it, kind of in a wave fashion, you know, okay, I'm going to go intensely for a couple of days and then back off and kind of let things settle in, let things shift over, and then proceed from there. You know, it sounds like it makes a lot of sense for you. And that's what I recommend for people anyway. You know, sometimes we need a little time off, and that's okay.
Well, I think it's, you know, I didn't believe that before, but I do now, because then you can actually see the type of progress you're making, and it's a good barometer. I also recommend that if you definitely to get all 4 tapes. I mean, that's just a must. I mean, it's like $20 for the tapes, the 3 and 4.
Right.
And set them up to where your hands are alternating, and that really seems to really make things more intense. Like go 1-4, 3-2, or something where the hands are not doing the same thing.
Right.
They're alternating. It's great.
Yeah, as a reference, let me let people know what he's talking about when he says 1-4. With the free audio package, there's click track 1, click track 2. Now, you can either purchase separately the extra powerful PS Tech click tracks, also known as EEF. Tim actually calls them enhanced effectiveness click track, or EEF. So they're a little more powerful, a little bit longer. Especially really good for really heavy or strong traumatic events in the past. And what Will's talking about is switching the click tracks and using different ones. That's why with the free package, there's 2 click tracks, so you can switch back and forth so that your mind doesn't become too accustomed to it. So Will had all 4, including those 2 EEF tracks, giving it 1, 2, 3, 4, and would switch between the different tracks. And you can either purchase those EEFs separately, they're not part of the free package, or you can get the EEF, and talking about the level 1 package, that has the EEF ones that we were just talking about. It also has the PS Tech positive click tracks that we'll talk about here in a sec. So anyway, I just wanted to clarify that for some people there. While we're on this, Will, you had mentioned the downstream effect, and we kind of touched on it, but what do you mean by that? You had mentioned that in your email.
Well, at first, you know, when he says stop and listen on the tapes to see, you know, rate the emotion, at that point, it's probably not going to be much there. But let's say a week later, you're really going to notice that there's really nothing or it's much less there. I will catch myself thinking, wow, you know, I'm doing something that I wasn't going to, that I didn't do before. And it's pretty amazing because it's like it has this cumulative effect as it comes down a few days later or a few weeks later that this is working, you know, surely and right. Not necessarily slowly, but it's definitely noticeable.
So you find yourself being able to do things maybe that you weren't able to do before, or doing things maybe you were able to do it before, but you kind of had to force yourself. It was a little uncomfortable.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Now you're able to do it a little more freely. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That goes along with my little video that I put up. I did it with EFT in mind, you know, quite a while ago, and I haven't done one with a reference to PS Tech, but it's the same principle of the bowl of light. Which means, have you seen that? Okay.
Yes, I have.
Once you remove the stones, which are these memories and images and thoughts and feelings and emotions, then that light comes through, that our natural ability, innate ability to be able to do things effortlessly or smoothly or enjoy things. That's interesting. Okay, so in the rating, you don't always rate it. Notice that it's necessarily changed as much as it seems to have done down the road. In other words, a couple days later or so, you notice, oh, it is better.
Right. Well, you know, right after you do the tape, I try to find that emotion or that feeling, and it's. Yeah, I search around and I really can't find it. It might be a 2 or a 3.
Okay, right.
But maybe, a week later, it's really gone.
So maybe the emotion is gone, like you said, and quite often that's the reaction. But maybe there's a part of your mind that's going, wait a minute, is it gone? Or wait, no, I'm
exactly.
Not sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Okay. But then in your day-to-day life, you notice, as you're living life, you go, wait a minute, it is gone because I used to feel like this.
Right, and even in actions, like, you know, doing things at work, you know, I would take little shortcuts here and there, and now I don't do that anymore.
Interesting. Very good, very good. Tell me about, as you were working with some of this, you had mentioned a little experience. Well, number one, you had gotten some help from somebody online, right?
Yes.
Who's that?
Cheryl. Janky, I believe her last name was, of goodfortune.com.
Yeah, I think I see it here. It's actually www.quick-good-fortune.com. Yeah, there we go.
Excellent website for PS Tech, all on her own accord.
Okay, good. As you were doing some of this work, you had mentioned something about being transported and about, because I think one of the issues here was you had this dread, this doom, this anxiety, and you didn't have a lot of specific memories. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. You had the feelings, but not the memories.
Correct.
Okay. Talk about that a little bit. You didn't have the memories, but obviously later on, you know, how did that progress? And mention that thing about the transported. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I got it from her website about, a lot of the PS Tech users that have posted comments on her website said, you know, that something's going back to when they were a kid, and they did this when they were a kid, and this happened when they were a kid. And so she sent me an email about what does it feel like, you know, about being stuck as a child. And so that makes a lot of sense to me. So I went and did it on being stuck as a child. And, I did the click track, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking about it, and all of a sudden I remember myself being in a crib and it was a small bed and feeling stuck and anxious about what was going on in the house, all the yelling and screaming.
Hold on for a second. Let me ask you something. Okay, so when you first used the click track, you did not have a specific memory, right?
Correct.
Okay, you did it on kind of a general idea. It was really an idea that I'm stuck as a child. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Because you had the feelings of dread, doom, anxiety, are those the emotions you were dealing with?
Yes.
Okay. So when you looked at this, let me call it an idea that I'm stuck as a child, did it feel right? In other words, did it feel like, yeah, this could be an issue? In other words, attached?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so you had a feeling that, so she suggested, here's a general belief, if you will, or thought or idea that could be at some of the core of some of your feelings and issues. And
yes.
So you took that idea and go, okay, let me experiment with it. Let me use the click track on it. And you used it just on the idea with the emotions, though, and the feelings.
With the emotions, and a lot of memories came back of, you know, being that kid in the house at different times, even in different houses when I felt that way.
So the memories came to mind, to your conscious mind, after the click track?
No, while I was doing it.
Or while you were doing it? I mean, well, yeah, during and after. Okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
But some memories do come back after the click track, though.
Okay, so during and after. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So you felt yourself, you said transported one time, you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's like my subconscious mind just hooked right in and said, this is it. This is what's going on. And the funny thing is, after you kind of make that connection, the next few times you use click track, it's almost like it knows to do that. And that sounds crazy, but it's easier to test, even if the memories are vague, you'll see flashes of things and pop-ups and stuff.
That's exciting because
Barry.
The interesting part about that, because you're over 21, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those memories are from quite a long time ago. And the memories that are popping up are not... Again, not something that you were conscious of. In other words, if someone had asked you, do you have a memory when you were a child, you'd say no, right?
No, I would say that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But now you can't say that.
No, I can't.
But that's interesting, and Tim does mention that too in his and in some of his other tutorials, you know, the memories are there somewhere in the subconscious. We just don't have access to them. But what you've pointed out here with your experience is that just by you were willing to access them, right?
Yes, I was, very much so.
And you went with that intention, and now when you do your own, and these are all personal sessions, you're doing these on your own, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
When you started doing this, now your mind seems to be going to the memories, and you can clear them up even more quickly, maybe, or easily, yes?
Yes, and I think I understand about connecting into the emotion. I mean, there are times when I'll start the click track, and I mean, I feel emotionally connected right away. And then, as long I really believe that if you feel those emotions and connect with them, it'll take you to the right place. I mean, the subconscious mind will definitely do that, and I don't even know that much about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think that's a great point because this is not something that you had in your mind that you could do. In other words, technically the subconscious can access you didn't know that.
Right.
But that's what's happening for you.
I didn't know that.
Okay, cool. The other thing with this downstream effect, you mentioned after dealing with some things with PS Tech, you'd also I think you kind of did touch on this, you'd have some tremendous emotional release down the road a day or two or three later, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes even a week later.
Even a week later. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Some say the subconscious, higher self, spirit, however you want to call it, will do it in its own time and in the best time. And sometimes we just have to trust it.
Well, there's also physical manifestations too.
I mean,
like I've had like pushing underneath my ribs because there was so much churning underneath there, and I know that. I didn't know what it was at first until I read some more stuff from Cheryl's website and then Tim's. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what that's from.
The other thing you had mentioned here, that doing it multiple times, because at first you were doing it, you'd go through a click track a time or two, and with the intense childhood trauma, so I guess you had a lot of really intense childhood traumas.
Yep.
You mentioned doing it multiple times. Tell us what you did with that.
Well, I would switch up the tapes. I would try to do four in a row, and sometimes that got a little too hard, and I would drop the two in a row. But if I did them, I would always balance it out to one EEF and one regular click. But I would try to do when I first started off, I was jumping to four a day, as many days in a row as I could.
Right. Now, on a particular memory, or
no, on the childhood trauma, the feeling of being stuck and being, you know, that was, I think that may have been the strongest feeling I had as far as being with the emotional connection. That took about 25, maybe 30 plays. But like I said, the downstream effect is just, it may not have needed to take that long.
Right.
I did it that way because I did it back to back to back. And I don't know if I gave myself the couple days off during that time to see what happened. I went through it.
Okay.
And Cheryl does not recommend that. She says, do your four tapes, wait a few days and see what happens. I did it my own way. I don't know if I needed that much time, but.
Doing it on the general idea of being stuck each of those times, but each time either some new memories, images, etc. would come through.
That's true.
And as they would come through, you'd focus on them while you were doing the click track, whatever click track you were doing, either the regular, the basic, or the EEF, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I got you now. All right. So you're doing a click track when you say 15, 20 times or 25 times, not on a specific memory, but on the general idea of being stuck with the emotions, with the feelings, and then allowing the specifics to come up, and you're clicking and track using a click track on those as they come up.
Yes, that's right.
Is that right? Oh, okay, very cool. All right, I got you now. Okay, good. All right. And then, like you said, who knows? After 10, maybe you would have been done with that idea.
Exactly.
Et cetera. Okay, so the thought, I was stuck as a child. Is there any emotional intensity around that idea anymore?
Almost nothing.
Almost nothing?
No.
Okay.
No, almost nothing.
But when you started, before you did that nice little run, that focused run, if you will, it was pretty high?
Yes.
How high was it, like, did you say? Did you say
I would say probably about a 7.
About a 7, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Do you feel there's still more to do there, or are you still working on it?
Maybe a little. I think maybe a little things that you know, I kind of call it whirlpooling. There's this whirlpool and there's things in the middle, and that's where all the stuff is. But I think there's like little isolated things that I need to work on.
Okay.
You know, I think there's residual things that, like I said, I told you before, the strange thing about, the great thing about the PS Tech tapes is that if you work on one issue, it has an effect on something else and might not be related, or maybe related, that it lessens it. I did not expect that.
Oh, okay.
I did not expect that.
Well, give me an example of that. What do you mean by that?
There's certain anger I had that seemed to be lessened toward my caretakers, my parents.
Oh, okay. So we were talking before about dread, anxiety, those kind of things.
Yeah.
The fear. And so you're talking about anger as another aspect or issue.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you saw that go down as well.
Yes.
But have you used your PS Tech on the anger specifically yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Okay. There we go. So is the dread and anxiety down to zero?
Oh, just between a 1 and a 0.
Between a 1 and a 0.
It's right there.
All right. Good.
And what I've been doing, Jeff, the last couple of weeks is I got this little notebook from the drugstore, and anytime I feel something, I write it down. And I notice that there's a repetition there, and so I'm going to type it all out and then go down the list.
Very good, very good. Yeah, very good suggestion. I think it's real important that we're aware throughout the day, because usually we're on autopilot. At the end of the day, you just feel bad, but you don't realize you've been feeling bad all day because this stuff's been running under the surface. So you're able to be more, as you clear these things, do you find yourself able to be more and more aware of the feelings and the thoughts?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you can face those, use the click track, and clear more hoolie the bowl is from the bowl of light. Dump more and more of those rocks out of the way, those stones.
I'm looking forward to jumping in that when that's done to the PS Tech Positive.
Yeah, I wanted to, so you haven't really used the positive much, right?
Got into it too soon. And then I emailed Jeff, and he said, don't get into this until you really clear everything out, because you're not going to do anything. It's unless you get rid of the emotions that's supporting the beliefs.
Right, right. How did you know you weren't like you were? How did you know you were doing the positive too soon?
I jumped in the positive right after I did the regular click tracks, just a few times, and I thought to myself, oh well, it doesn't make any difference. Well, you know, I've heard one of the sources that, you know, an emotion supporting an idea or a belief, once it's gone, the belief collapses upon itself, and then. You know, I'm actually going to email Tim, and he told me that, and I say, okay, this makes a lot of sense now, and I'm not going to touch positive until I get to where I feel that I can put it in without any discourse.
I have a feeling you'll feel when the time is right. You'll know. Well, good. Did you have anything else you wanted to add here for anybody?
The reason I like the PS Tech is because as I'm doing the click tracks, it just seems like my mind is just throwing out so much more.
Yeah, absolutely. It can, yeah.
I mean, the emotional releases I've had from PS Tech has just been, I don't have the words to describe it.
Right.
It's just been so powerful. Just get it. I mean, it does take work. It does take effort. There's an intensity behind this. And I don't see anything else coming close to this. The results on this thing is just pretty amazing.
Well, good. You know, I'm glad I was able to come into your experience there, just what you needed at the right time, probably.
I will tell you that anything he puts out, I will buy.
Okay.
I mean, anything he puts out, I will purchase.
Well, I also want to point out that, you know, for the most part, the free stuff will get you really, really far. And even if you have a real traumatic kind of childhood or other traumatic events, it doesn't have to be childhood ones, the EEFs you can also purchase separately, and that's, well, the price is ridiculous on those. I mean, so...
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
But for most people, just the free will get you most... Well, all the way through. I mean, you may not need anything else, and that's the reason why Tim put it out that way, and we'll keep it that way. But if you do want to take it to other levels, like you've done there, yeah, there are some other wonderful tools there that you you found there, right, Will?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as, you know, anyone who's doing therapy right now, just think about each session you're paying for. Get the level audio. Get the audio level one. It'll explain to you all of it. If you really want to know how the things work and the best way to use it, it's such a great resource.
Oh, okay, the level one. Right.
You know, it kind of goes into detail of how to, you know, do things, and it's I think it's a bargain.
Good deal. Well, good. Hey, I Will, again, I appreciate your time here, and you know, being so open with your experience here.
Sure.
It's really, really helpful. Really, really appreciate it. And I know everybody listening right now to the recording also gives you their thanks and their love and appreciation for that.
Sure, my pleasure.
Okay. All right, this is Jeff Harding with PS Tech. Appreciate everybody listening in. And again, big thanks to Will for his contribution here. I hope it really helps everybody. I'm sure you'll find some great tips here, as well as maybe some encouragement that even with the heavy, heavy traumas and with those kind of issues, a little more persistence, a little more consistency, and you'll get there. With that, again, I wish everybody more joy, more peace, and just keep on clicking. Aloha.